Morning, Brad.
Morning, team. How are we?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Just reading ESPN saying that the Kings have signed DJ Hogg from Cairns for next season.
Yes, it's going to be official today, which is amazing. DJ had an outstanding year with Cairns, and I know from sources in at the Kings that he was their number one target. That's what they wanted. That's one import sign now, and that is a huge, huge get for the Sydney Kings.
You mentioned on our show last week as they searched for their next coach that Matt Neilson was a name you mentioned, but the more I thought of it, the more I thought, would he want to leave now that the Spurs over there at San Antonio, where he's on the staff at the moment, Victor Wembanyama, this great prospect coming to town, would be hard to leave, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, you know, Matty's, a great guy, great coach, Boomer's assistant as well. Haven't spoken to him, haven't really discussed it with the club. Nothing on my, this is just a personal thing, knowing what he'd be like. I think he'd be outstanding for the Kings. I think he's arguably one of the Kings' best players to ever put a uniform on. But yeah, to leave that in a situation, assistant coach with Pop, you know, number one pick, yeah, you'd find it being tough to leave. But hey, we can all dream. Yeah, I think he'd be great.
it'd be great to see. But I see the Opals name their Asia Cup squad this week, but without any WNBA players. So they're back in season, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And that's, and it's good some players will go. But, you know, the good news is there's a person in there, Lauren Nicholson, who was in Townsville this off-season, this last season and won a championship. She's just signed with the Sydney Flames. So they are loading up this week, this season, I should say. So they already have interim coaches, Guy Malloy, Tess Madgen, the Boomers captain, Opals captain, she's coming, Lauren Nicholson, and I'm hearing Carla George will be coming as well. So there is some exciting times for Sydney Flames. The Women's League is going to be looking like Sydney are going to be favourites there.
Unreal. Buddy, let's talk NBA. You and I are not happy. Lakers cooked. No. But no. Tell me it's not the end for the great man, LeBron.
Oh, look, I think that's emotion speaking. I'd be shocked. He's been saying for a number of years he wants to play with his kid, and that could still happen. So to me, I think it's emotion. I think he'll go around again. I mean, you know, hey, I got 50 more mil to give you. You want to go one more season, Clarky? I reckon you'd
I reckon the back's okay for one more season.
You know what? I reckon I can get there.
Yeah, I don't mind one more preseason.
we'll see how we go. But look, I think...
But you can't blame him. He had a cracker season again.
He had 40 in there. The
unbelievable.
Game, the last game.
Yeah.
Look, as harsh as it is, and a lot of people, to me, it's Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
If that guy's healthy, they don't finish seventh and have to go through play-ins and have to do it that way. I know that they ended up going deep, but it is just a tough season, and they need healthy people. Yeah. They were arguably the best team when they did that trade, so I think it'd be a shame if he was to go now. They just maybe need one or two tools, but more than anything, stay healthy. I'd be shocked if he retires. Mm.
What about Boston? Can they pull off a significant victory again today, keep their hopes alive in the series, and then go on and possibly win the series, which would be a massive upset from where they're coming from?
Well, no team's ever won from 3-0 down. So to answer your question, I was like, no, I don't think they can. Can they get a win today? Maybe. It depends what Boston team shows up. They lost me in game 3 when they were 2-0 down and they had a chance and they go to Miami and prove, you know, this is what we are and this is what we're going to be. And they got destroyed in that game and didn't even look like they wanted to be there. Yeah, there's problems in that camp. And, you know, you hear players may want to get traded and all of this. Look, they've been horrible at home, so it wouldn't surprise me if they lose today. But no, I can't see Miami losing this series. And Jimmy Butler's been amazing. And then who would have thought Denver versus Miami? Wow, who would have predicted that?
Yeah, if anyone had that, Quinella, it's your shout, that's for sure.
Oh, geez, good luck.
Yeah, I don't know. I just reckon if Boston wins today, there's a pulse. Seriously. I know it's ridiculous. I know it's 150-0. Teams up 3-0. I know the coach is rubbish, Joe Mazzulla, but the talent in that side, I'm kidding myself, aren't I? I'm trying to talk myself into having
good.
A bet on
I love it,
to be honest.
I love it. I love it. Didn't someone just say the West Tigers are going to make the 8? I hear you.
Yeah, it's Friday. We're all a bit mad.
I'm with you.
End of the week.
How do you remember Carmelo Anthony's career?
Oh, look, there's an interesting one. That guy is a flat-out scorer. That's the best way I can say. He is a bucket getter. And he changed the way games play as well. Big guy, can go inside, can outside. So he deserves everything he's getting and what a fantastic player he was.
I see there's an Aussie on the Denver in the Denver list as well. He doesn't really suit up for the games these days, but Jack White.
Jack White.
Yeah,
he played for Melbourne United, won a championship a couple of years ago, went to Duke University as well. Okay. This kid's a player, so he loves being in Denver, sits next to the Joker, he says, and the Joker just loves watching horse racing. Can you believe that? That's what he does. He loves horse racing. So when you've got $750 billion, I reckon you can do that any time you like. But he said it's outstanding. Jack White's a great kid, and he will be in the Boomers team as well, I reckon.
Get him in a horse if he wants to.
Sure, I got one. I got one that I'm selling. Sell?
well, my horse that ran a few weeks ago just finished yesterday. Yeah. So yeah, no, not good.
We had a text mine. Actually last week, which I didn't get to, about your horse at Scone. So I think our listeners said it came quite wide on the turn. Is that right? I don't remember.
It did all right. Like, it was the first run. It was great. You know, I got a bit freaked, jumped out, and didn't have a good jump. So really, but raced home. It's out for a spell now because it's had a few things. But look, really exciting times. We're very, you know, very happy with the way it's going. So looking forward to coming back. I'll make sure I'll let you and the listeners know when it's coming out. In My Dreams, it's called.
In My Dreams. Oh, that's it. Oh, well, good stuff. Brad,
is pretty much what Boston are thinking about getting through to the next level, by the way.
I'm a bit like Midder. I think
you reckon they're going to go.
I think they can win today. I think they can go on and win.
I'd just love to see
mock them.
Love to see you get to a seventh game.
But it's going to be hard to beat my Miami.
Yeah. Well, who are you going for? Going those Heat? Going those? What is it today? Because your Lakers are gone. Your Warriors are gone. Your Kings aren't in season. What are you doing, Brad?
Go the Heat. See you, boys.